Going to be a pretty good weekend for fishing, although a bit blowy today, but things dropping off. Let's catch up with Liam from Complete Angler. Morning, mate.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. Expecting the winds to drop off tomorrow.
Yeah, mate, the worst of it's behind us, thank God, because it blew pretty hard throughout the week. Yeah, no, it looks like it's going to be pretty good from tomorrow onwards, and all this week doesn't look too bad, to be honest with you.
Where would you recommend for us to maybe go out, mate, particularly offshore too, I suppose?
Yeah, if you can get offshore, I'll definitely make the most of it. Like, we haven't had many weather windows. Last weekend was probably the pick of it, to be honest with you. Had a few blokes that went out. Everyone that did go out done really well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a pretty good spell with the continuous blows. So yeah, if you can get out, you know, this time of year as it starts warming up, the shallower reefs seem to fish pretty well. You know, your biggest sweetlips come in, your coral trout are all spawning. So it's a good time of year. The finfish close. Oh, when will that be over? Close will be over in 2 days.
Okay, good.
So for those of you that don't know what the finfish closure is, it's the coral reef finfish spawning.
Yes.
Where they're not allowed to fish for them when they're spawning.
What's the biggest coral trout you've ever got?
Oh, you got every trout here. You got bar cheek trout, which is like your inshore trout. You got common trout, which is the ones you get more so around the islands, like out around Marshead, Northwest, Heron Island, that sort of area. You got coronation trout. You got the whole lot.
What's the biggest coral trout you've ever caught? The
biggest I've caught, 9 kilo, but I've seen a lot bigger than that. I got one in the wall at the shop that's 18 kilo, taxidermied.
Gee.
Cracker.
Now, is this a fallacy or not? Because when I used to do a fair bit of fishing, if the trout was too big, we'd take a picture of it and we used to throw it back in because we were always told run a risk of maybe catching something from a bigger trout, coral trout. Is that true or not?
Yeah, so the bigger trout can carry Ciguatera poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, it's not that common around here. And the ones that do carry is your blue spot trout, which you're not allowed to keep over 1,200 long anyway.
No.
As you get further east, like you get out the other side of the Swains Reef and out at Sumrez Reef and the Coral Sea and that sort of stuff, they get riddled in it. But, or heard of too much of a drama of any coming from the locals or inshore, it's more so them coral sea fish.
Now, inshore, mate, look, some great spots for families to actually go along and throw a line in as well. So, you know, mum, dad, the kids want to do a little bit of fishing.
Yeah, I spent last weekend over at the Oaks with the family. It was really nice. It was blowing its ringer off, but it was still flat calm in there.
Yeah.
And there's a bloke just down the beach from us, and he got a few nice whiting.
Okay.
And apparently, the locals over there have been getting some really good whiting on the back beach facing island. So,
all right.
There's a little hot tip.
Mate, is much of that around at the moment, or we're still waiting for the rain?
Mate, I don't think, unless we get some serious rain, I don't think too much is going to change till mid-November. It's very, very quiet at the moment.
Yeah, I bet. All right. Well, mate, I suppose we've got to think about Christmas time too. And look, people want to pop into the shop, have a bit of a browse around. If you know somebody that loves their fishing, you want to get them a good Chrissy gift, it might be a perfect opportunity to shop early before the Christmas rush, eh?
Definitely, mate. And with the current situation, like, stock has been really hard to get for us over the past sort of month, and the forecast is that it's going to get hard again.
Yep.
So I've fairly well stocked up now. I've got most of the gear sitting in there, and hopefully, touch wood, we don't run out.
All right, mate. Well, people know where to find you or your old man who's always complaining that you're never at work.
apparently.
They can pop on down and see you at the marina, mate. You're right down there at the harbour and open every day.
Open every day, mate. And just a quick one about, so Dad's complaining I'm never at work. He told a lady today he didn't know what day it was because he's worked so many days in a row.
Yeah.
Today's his first day back.
Rightio. There you go. If you're popping in a Complete Angler, you see Les there. Have a dig at him about that. Mate, Liam, thank you. You have a great weekend, mate.
You too, mate. Have a good one.